Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I learned something a few years ago. I was out in a meeting and a lady came up to me, an older lady, and she said, Brother Keith, I just wanted to thank you. You have sent materials to me, I think she said, for 15 years or something. She said, and you've never charged me one dime for this stuff, you know, and partner letters, and I needed them, and they helped me, and they fed me, and I got answers. She said, I never gave you one dime in all this time. And I said, oh, that's okay. That's okay. And I walked away, and the Lord spoke to my heart as I'm walking away. He said, that is not okay. Now, she's older and by her own admission on a fixed income and this and that. And I'm thinking, well, I'm just glad that we can be a blessing. He said, that is not okay. And he brought to my mind, he said, who could not send a nickel a month and be a partner or a dollar? So there's no excuse for doing nothing.
That's right.
Are you with me, friends?
Yes.
Remember the widow that came with her two mites?
Yes.
That's all she had to her name. Now, a lot of people would have said, oh, no, honey, you keep those and we'll give you something. No, she gave it all and Jesus shouted about her giving it all and told everybody how good it was, didn't he? Some way or another, people got the idea if you don't have much, then you shouldn't give. No, everybody can put God first, can't you? And now get this. This is me. This is you. He said, if you've got a good animal and you could do that, and you give this junk, he said, you're cursed. Didn't he? I mean, if you could give $1,000 and you give $2, that's not okay. I'm not talking about you giving in this church. I'm talking about you giving to God. It's not okay. Now, you can make it up in your mind and you can explain it away and you can rationalize and reason it out, but it's just not okay. And in a few days, you're going to be standing in front of the Lord. And your kinfolks won't be there and around you, and I won't be there, and you can't blame anything on me, and it'll just be you. You and him. And you'll have to give an account to him. Just you and him. What you did and what you didn't do, and you can't tell him what you couldn't do if he knows what you could do. You can't con him, and you can't say, well, yeah, but this and that. None of it's going to wash. Friends, let's live today so that we have no regrets tomorrow. Let's live in such a way that we honor God with our substance and the first fruits of our increase, and we do what we can do while we can do it. The time is short. Opportunities are precious. I'm not talking about impoverishing yourself and missing God. You can also miss God giving. You can give to people you shouldn't have given to. You can give too much on things that the Lord didn't tell you to do. But it's real simple. When the Lord puts something on your heart, don't play with it. Don't nickel and dime it. Do it. Do what you can do. Step up and do it and honor God. This ain't about men. This ain't about church. God. Honor God. Honor Him. And even though you might not have that much ability, if you do the best you can do, God will accept it just as much as a man that did billions. He will. Because he won't hold you accountable for what you didn't have. And if you honor him, help me out. If you honor him, he's going to honor you. He's going to honor you. Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Go with me, if you would, to Luke, the 16th chapter. Hold your place in Malachi. If you already lost it, it's not going anywhere. It'll still be right there. But Luke, do you believe we're making progress?
Yes.
I do. Luke 16, Jesus said, verse 10, He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. He that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. Whatever you're doing with your $200 is exactly what you would do with $200 million. People don't like to think so. They think, well, no. Now, if I had a lot of money, I'd do this. No, you'd do exactly what you're doing, what you got now, Jesus says. And I believe Him. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? Everybody say true riches. Say it again, true riches. If you've been faithful with lesser things, it qualifies you to handle greater things. Now this is what the Lord's been working in us to bring us to. I'm telling you, it's promotion time. For those that qualify and those that are willing to qualify, it's promotion time. God would bless us. He would honor us. He would allow us to handle some holy things, to be a participant in some very precious, powerful things. But not everybody qualifies. Back to Malachi. You interested in qualifying?
Yes.
We have experienced some good things. Just in our few years here as a church together, we've experienced some good things. And the Lord's blessed us. Miracles, increase, great things. Oh, but you know, we just have touched the tip of the iceberg, haven't we? I mean, you know. God is so vast and so big, and there's so much more. But it's not just all up to Him, and we're not just waiting on Him. He said He would honor us in response to what? How we honor Him. In Malachi, and you can see this whole little book, these four chapters are dealing with this same subject over and over in different ways. But in verse 5, Chapter 2, verse 5, he was talking about Levi. Now, you remember previously, he was reproving the priests because they had been despising him and not honoring and respecting him. And here he refers to their forefather, Levi, the beginning of the priesthood and the ministry. And he says, my covenant was with him, Levi, of life and peace, and I gave them to him for the fear wherewith he feared me and was afraid before my name. The law of truth was in his mouth, and iniquity was not found in his lips. He walked with me in peace and equity and did turn many away from iniquity. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. Is he telling them that they have fallen from where their forefather began? Is he telling them what was valuable and precious to him and how they need to get back to this? But did you hear that phrase? The Holman translation of verse 5 says it like this. My covenant with him was one of life and peace, and I gave these to him. It called for reverence, and he revered me and stood in awe of my name. Today's English version says, in my covenant, I promised them life and well-being, and this is what I gave them, so that they might respect me, and in those days, they did respect and fear me. Everybody said out loud, in those days.
They did respect.
And fear God.
God's
Word translation says it like this. Said, he respected me and stood in awe of my name. And he said his covenant and the things that he gave Levi, he gave it to him and to them for the fear and respect that they had. Now, why out of all the millions of people, Why did God pick Moses and Aaron instead of any other of millions? Why them? Why did He pick Levi instead of any one of millions? Why him? Here we hear from the Lord. The Lord said, I gave it to him. For why? Because and for the reverence and the awe that he had for me and for my name. Oh, can you see this? Jesus said, don't cast your pearls before swine. Don't give that which is holy to the dogs. What does that mean? He's not just calling people names. Pigs don't discern between holy and valuable and worthless. Dogs, I know maybe you think your dog is saved, but I assure you, he or she does not know the difference between the Bible and a magazine or a newspaper. Right? They don't. And a pig, if you try to give a pig a huge expensive pearl, he don't know the difference between that and a pebble. And he's stomping one in the dirt just the same as the other. And if you lose the pearl in the mud out in the hog pen, it's because you're dumb. You should not have given that pearl to that pig. Well, why don't that pig appreciate that pearl? Because he's a pig. He has no discernment. But he's not just talking about dogs and pigs. He's talking about people. And there's a whole lot of people, they do not value the things of God, and so they don't qualify. They don't value the word of the Lord. They don't value the church. They don't value the people of God. That's why they never come. That's why they never put a dollar in anything. They don't pray. They don't read their Bible. They don't care. They got more important things to take care of. Their job, their house, their garden, their hobbies, their stuff. That's what's important to them. And if so, then them not esteeming and treating God's stuff is important. To God, their stuff is not important. And they're not going to get much help or much protection. Are you with me? I know people don't like to hear it, but are we talking about the Bible or not? Are the scriptures here? Are the principles here? They are. The way you qualify to handle the holy, that's the phrase I believe the Lord gave me. Handling the holy is that you begin to have some realization of what you're touching and what you're handling and who you're talking to.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me